Harvard University has been under public and government pressure to change its handling of sexual assault cases. But the school's new tougher approach has upset some faculty. Some 28 Harvard law professors have blasted the policy, saying it's too broad and violates basic fairness in the process of investigating cases. Now they're calling on Harvard to scrap it altogether. NPR's Tovia Smith has more.
Harvard announced its new policy this summer as it was under a federal investigation for being too soft on sexual assault. Now the law professors say Harvard has overreacted with rules that are, quote, overwhelmingly stacked against the accused and starkly one-sided.
The Harvard policy goes so far that it's pretty shocking.
Professor Janet Halley says Harvard's process at its core is biased because it is all run by one Title IX compliance office that's under pressure to show the federal government results.
It's the charging agent, like the prosecutor. It's the investigator. They're the judge. And they're the person who hears the appeal from all those decisions. So they're not neutral. They're there to increase the number of persons held responsible.
Halley says she's also troubled that the policy gives alleged victims many more rights and protections than the accused, and that it's too broad in what it considers sexual misconduct. Halley says Harvard relies too much on what a victim says is a violation and too little on what a, quote, reasonable person might say, as federal law requires.
And when you drop the reasonable person requirement, then you're saying, no, it's just if the person wakes up the next morning and says that was unwelcome, we'll entertain a complaint about that. And that squanders the moral authority of sexual harassment law.
Harvard officials declined to comment, but in a statement defended their process as, quote, neutral, fair, and objective. A committee of faculty, staff, and students is reviewing the policy, but inevitably, Harvard says, not everyone will agree with the new approach. And while some believe the new policy goes too far, others believe it still doesn't go far enough. That includes Mary Rose Mazzola, a student activist who says she's troubled by the professor's suggestion that the policy is slanted in favor of victims.
That's not the feedback that we've heard at all from students. And that's not a problem that we've seen in the policy.
A bigger problem, Mazzola says, is that the policy does not include a stricter definition of consent. She says all students would be better protected if Harvard had an affirmative consent policy, which says that only an explicit yes means yes, instead of the old no means no.
And so we think that leaves it open for ambiguity, and we want there to be more clarity when we're in the policy, specifically saying that the yes means yes.
Harvard is being watched closely by other schools. Anne Neal of the American Council of Trustees and Alumni says she hopes other campuses will take a cue from the Harvard law professors' public protest.
And I think we owe these professors a sincere thanks for finally drawing a line in the sand.
Neal says most schools are afraid to push back against what she calls the government shakedown that's forcing campuses to enact policies that she says go too far.
I think these professors are properly saying that we cannot allow our institutions to be taken down an Orwellian path where the Constitution is takes a back seat to other considerations.
George Washington Law School professor John Banshaf agrees the law professor's protest against Harvard's sexual assault policy could mean the pendulum will soon begin swinging back.
This can't last. I think there already is growing a public backlash against it. Now, like any pendulum, it does begin to slow down.
What might make the difference, he says, is the rapidly growing number of students who say they were unfairly convicted by campus tribunals and are suing universities for millions in damages. Tovia Smith, NPR News.